In last night's State of the Union address, President Obama had plenty to say that's going to affect the federal workforce. He reinforced some initiatives and described a couple of new ones. The president wants to try to streamline executive branch agencies, and he asked Congress for the authority to do just that.
The executive branch also needs to change. Too often, it's inefficient, outdated, and remote. That's why I've asked this Congress to grant me the authority to consolidate the federal bureaucracy so that our government is leaner, quicker, and more responsive to the needs of the American people.
The president repeated a plea, and he and his predecessors have made before, all presidents want the people they want in politically appointed positions.
For starters, I ask the Senate to pass a simple rule that all judicial and public service nominations receive a simple up or down vote within 90 days.
Mr. Obama reiterated his desire for federal agencies to eliminate rules and regulations where they can, and he had a humorous example of what can happen if the regulatory thicket is not trimmed back once in a while.
I've ordered every federal agency to eliminate rules that don't make sense. We've already announced over 500 reforms, and just a fraction of them will save business and citizens more than $10 billion over the next 5 years. We got rid of one rule from 40 years ago that could have forced some dairy farmers to spend $10,000 a year proving that they could contain a spill because milk was somehow classified as an oil. And with a rule like that, I guess it was worth crying over spilled milk.
Federal agencies can also help reduce bureaucratic burden holding up projects that represent jobs and infrastructure improvement. The president outlined a task for both agencies and Congress.
In the next few weeks, I will sign an executive order clearing away the red tape that slows down too many construction projects. But you need to fund these projects. Take the money we're no longer spending at war, use half of it to pay down our debt, and use the rest to do some nation building right here at home.
And we spare you a big round of applause that took place after that one. The landmark Dodd-Frank legislation created a whole new oversight agency for financial products, and it beefed up the power of the Securities and Exchange Commission. But for President Obama, it's still not enough.
We'll also establish a financial crimes unit of highly trained investigators to crack down on large-scale fraud and protect people's investments. Some financial firms violate major anti-fraud laws because there's no real penalty for being a repeat offender. That's bad for consumers, and it's bad for the vast majority of bankers and financial service professionals who do the right thing. So pass legislation that makes the penalties for fraud count. And tonight I'm asking my Attorney General to create a special unit of federal prosecutors and leading state attorney general to expand our investigations into the abuse of lending and packaging of risky mortgages that led to the housing crisis. This new unit will hold accountable those who broke the law, speed assistance to homeowners, and help turn the page on an era of recklessness that hurts so many Americans.
No State of the Union is complete without the president talking about national defense. President Obama reminded Congress that Defense Department will have to make do with fewer dollars, and it'll have to deal with a gathering threat in cyberspace.
That's why, working with our military leaders, I've proposed a new defense strategy that ensures we maintain the finest military in the world while saving nearly $500 billion in our budget. To stay one step ahead of our adversaries, I've already sent this Congress legislation that will secure our country from the growing dangers of cyber threats.
And the Department of Defense is also going to have a job to do in supporting another signature initiative of the Obama administration.
I'm directing my administration to allow the development of clean energy on enough public land to power 3 million homes. And I'm proud to announce that the Department of Defense, working with us, the world's largest consumer of energy, will make one of the largest commitments to clean energy in history, with the Navy purchasing enough capacity to power 250,000 homes a year.
President Obama speaking to Congress last night during the annual State of the Union. We have more coverage of that speech, including a link to the entire text at federalnewsradio.com.